The federal government is currently defending itself against a lawsuit mounted by Sean Rickard and Carl Harrison, who claim the COVID-19 travel vaccine mandate as a violation under Canada's Charter of Rights. The testimony has revealed that the Canadian government was not following the science when it implemented the travel vaccine mandate. For example, under cross-examination, Dr. Lisa Waddell, senior epidemiologist, and team led at the Public Health Agency of Canada, PHAC, admitted that requiring air travelers to be vaccinated was not one of PHAC's identified mitigation strategies. There wasn't a lot of evidence on that, so, as a strategy as a whole, it has not been evaluated in the literature and therefore is not elaborated in the review, she said, according to a transcript of her May 31 cross-examination. The government's own data show that the risk of contracting COVID on a flight is less than 1 in a million. It is fascinating stuff. Which brings me to the Great Whistler Gondola Vaccine Mandate Petition of 2021. It was a terrible idea to try to ban the unvaccinated from going skiing. We know this to be 100% true in light of the fact that the 2021-2022 season went off without a hitch. In addition, at least 11 studies showed the risk of catching COVID in a gondola as minuscule. And we already knew that the vaccine did not stop transmission of COVID. Why were the petitioners so far removed from reality? Because they believed in the inherent truth and goodness of our government. It followed that if you needed to be vaccinated to board a plane, why not a gondola? Unfortunately, the travel vaccine mandate was not based on scientific evidence. Nor was the gondola petition. Martin Fichtel, Brackendale.